Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You daily podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Truth to You podcast. We are in the book of Genesis. And if you've not had a chance to listen to the overview episode of the book of Genesis, I encourage you to do that. It really helps us get into the right frame of mind as we study this very, it's a lengthy book. And we're getting close now to the end, but there's some excellent passages of scripture that we have yet to talk about. We're going to get to it in just a minute. But I also want to welcome you at the start of a new week, right? It's Monday, and basketball season starts today for our teenagers, and I know the guys are just extra excited to get to work on that. Got a couple of weeks before our first game. Also, the end of this week, we have a youth activity, and it is our Fireside Food Frenzy. We'll be doing a bonfire and just a lot of fun things on Friday, 4 to 7 p.m., I hope that you will make a point to be a part of that, teenagers. Know it's going to be a great time together. Okay, let's go ahead and get right to our scripture memory verse for today, and it's Ephesians 2 and verse 4. The Bible says this, "But God is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." Ephesians 2 and verse 4. Now, let's try to say it together. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." Ephesians 2 and verse 4. We've talked about the significance of that verse in the past. We won't take time for that today. Let's get right to it. Genesis chapter 40. Have you read this? A fascinating passage of scripture here. The life of Joseph is what we're talking about. And Genesis chapter 40, boy, you just can't help but feel sorry for Joseph and the situation that he's in. These are some real challenges. Let me go ahead and read for you Genesis chapter 40, verse 25. The Bible says this, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." Genesis 40 and verse 23 there. Let me ask you this. How good do you think your memory is? How would you assess your ability to memorize things? Now, when it comes to school, sometimes we say, "Oh, I don't have a good memory." But you know, it's amazing at the things that we hold on through the years and that we can remember. Some people can remember really early on in their childhood; they have memories of that. But is memorizing something you have to work on? I suppose it is for everyone. But how good are you at remembering things? Let's see. What about something like history class 3 years ago? Do you remember what you even were talking about then? Okay, so maybe our memory is not as good as maybe we think it is sometimes. But try to wrap your mind around the situation Joseph's in, right? In this chapter, Joseph becomes really the object of man's failure to remember. The chief butler has been freed from prison, just as Joseph said he would be. And as the story goes, Joseph asks the butler to remember him when he was released. And of course, if you've read the chapter already or you know the story, unfortunately, the butler forgets all about this, which resulted in Joseph being left to himself to wait in jail for another 2 years. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that, right? The disappointment that Joseph must have felt after realizing that he had been forgotten. Maybe the chief butler gets out, and in Joseph's mind, he probably had a timeline. It would be reasonable for maybe after a day, you get out of prison, get cleaned up, you know, you're reinstated to your position, maybe after a couple of days, and you're back in the service of the king, and all of that. But you know what? The butler doesn't remember Joseph, and so as time goes on, it's really a sad situation. Joseph is just sitting here now. It probably was not as it is appears to be in my own mind. Joseph probably was not just sitting and sulking in jail. In fact, we know that he was given some privileges, and he sort of was able to climb the ladder even in jail. So we know that he did not have a bad attitude. At least it's not indicated that in Scripture. We know that he wasn't just sitting there and sulking because of the situation. But the reality is, our memory, no matter how hard we work at it, we can't remember everything. And as sad as this situation is, Joseph, really this situation becomes an object of man's failure to remember. As real as that is, we have to understand that it's also very real that we serve a God who never forgets. And that's the principle that I want us to just allow to settle into our hearts today, is that no matter what we do, no matter what goes unseen that maybe we didn't get credit for, or we did a good thing and it didn't get recognized, and maybe this person's good deed did and ours didn't, and you know, nobody sees what I do. And you know, sometimes that can be a little bit of a pride issue in our own heart. But we should also remember that there is never a deed that is done that God does not see. He is in tune with everything that his children do. He sees it for what it is, and he knows that. And God is always keeping a record, and he will never fail to bless his children, whether it's something that he does for us in the short term, or even when we consider the laying up of treasures in heaven and the eternal rewards that he can apply to our account as well. So what's the lesson here? What's the thought? The thought is, man forgets, but God doesn't. And can you imagine, after 2 years, as Joseph is brought up to interpret this dream of Pharaoh, can you imagine the moment Joseph makes eye contact with this chief butler? I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, the butler does eventually come through, but it's after 2 years, and you have to wonder, like, what? How, I mean, the whole reason, you know, Joseph, this butler had hope in his heart, and he got out, was because of the fact that Joseph was able to interpret this dream. And how could the chief butler forget this? How is that even possible? Was he overcome with excitement? Was he nervous about telling somebody about Joseph's gift in that regard? And what was the issue there? Well, we're not told, but can you imagine the first meeting? Joseph makes eye contact with the chief butler. They look at each other, and boy, I wish we had that. We wish we had that trailer, that little clip that we could look at and just kind of see the reaction of Joseph and butler. And of course, if we know Joseph like we do, and his scripture puts forth, we understand that he would have been gracious in that moment. And whereas the disappointment of having to wait 2 years in prison was difficult, Joseph's just simply trying to follow the Lord in everything that he does. And so the opportunity, be it 2 years later, to get out of prison, he rejoiced at that. But don't forget that God never forgets. Before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It is Melody. Pray for her today. Pray for Melody and ask the Lord to bless her in a special way in all her doings today, okay? Listen, we'll be back again tomorrow. Genesis chapter 41. Don't miss it. See you then.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.